Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Breaking news. An elephant was shot in Burma, India. Welcome to our news on 4th August 1925. Our main topic today is an incident in our colony of Burma, India. This afternoon we got the information about an English police officer who shot a crazy elephant which has caused a lot of damage by destroying several huts and which has killed an Indian man. As far as we know, the Burmese population is really glad about the death of this elephant. They can feel secure again because the danger caused by the elephant is over now. Our reporter in Burma told us about a huge crowd of Burmese who were on the spot when the elephant was shot. Later on, they also watched it die a slow and painful death. This must have been a horrible situation. Besides, the police officer left immediately after having shot. He went away alone. We didn't have the opportunity to interview him directly after the incident. However, we found him later in the streets and he answered the questions we had. So he told us that he didn't want to kill the elephant when he found him calmed down in front of him in this field. For him, there was no more reason to kill the huge animal because it wasn't dangerous anymore. Nevertheless, he considered it his duty to do so. According to him, not killing it would have shown his incompetence and the crowd would have laughed at him. Furthermore, they wouldn't have respected him as an official person anymore. So he would have lost his face if he hadn't shot. On the other hand, the crowd in a policeman's back wanted him to shoot the elephant. This was a real dilemma he was in. The officer said to us, "I felt the power of the people in my back. Furthermore, I perceived their will to kill the elephant. And I noticed that they expected me to do so. Finally, I wasn't able to stand this pressure any longer, and I fired on the calm elephant." So as you can see, it wasn't easy for our representative to kill the animal because of the dilemma he was in. However, it was legally his right and his duty to do so, because an Indian man had been killed by the elephant. What we conclude from the interview and the policeman's behavior is that he doesn't feel comfortable in our colony. He showed a kind of hatred directed at imperialism and its influences. We got the information that he is caught between his anger at imperialism and the anger at the Burmese. On the one hand, he detests colonialism and the role he has to play in it, so he sympathizes with the Burmese population. On the other hand, he hates the way he is treated by the people because they laugh at and bully him. Another reason for his feelings might be that he isn't really popular with his colleagues, because of his attitude towards imperialism. Our reporter talked to several other policemen. They all don't like him and confirmed our assumptions. Maybe this is why when we asked him for his name, he started saying Eric Bl... and then stopped, explaining he didn't feel comfortable having it broadcast. Finally, this single incident isn't really important to Britain and its colonial power in Burma. However, if situations like this happen increasingly in the future, we'll have to be careful. The Burmese population seized control of one policeman, of one of our policemen, today. That's not too serious, but if they start to control the will of other representatives of the empire in the other countries, it will be the beginning of the destruction of this very empire we had become to love. Our power would decline as slowly and painfully as the shot elephant that died today in Burma. For now, the situation in Burma isn't very critical, so let's see what's going to happen. This is the only information we have got about the current state of affairs in Burma. We are going to keep you informed. So thanks for listening and tune in again to our next news broadcast.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.